Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But yeah, but per bag.
Hey, Spirit gonna get you there alive every time.
And every time. Not on time.
I don't know if Spirit ever had
but
a crash.
But your spirit won't be alive.
I mean, your spirit dies a little bit. But that's what the money's for.
See that double entendre, that Kendrick? Nice. Yeah, that Kendrick Lamar. That K dot, man.
You know what? I'll take Spirit over Frontier.
Hell it's yeah. The same shit.
No,
they ain't. Watch your mouth.
I mean, it's the low budget.
Frontier
you know, all
is
those
the
ones.
Worst airline
I've never flown
on.
But...
No, I got Frontier over Spirit.
Nah.
Spirit, but they're like the bro. Same. They're like Pepsi and Coke.
No, you know what actually, I might be thinking, JetBlue.
It's like RC.
They're all of them. All of them are like yeah. like Dr. Thunder.
Yeah.
Like, my JetBlue was fire when it was new.
Yeah.
JetBlue?
Yeah.
Until they stop serving food.
It's like, we only go certain places. He's like, ooh, JetBlue goes here?
You got to pick up a dry sandwich before you get on the plane.
And Virgin America was the best.
Still the best Virgin airline. America.
Who bought them? Who bought
Branson?
No,
Alaska. That was overseas.
Alaska
bought them. And man. They didn't trick it out.
Like, they didn't carry it on.
No.
They didn't carry it on tradition.
Virgin. Red and
Virgin.
White.
No, well, Virgin America, they had the video dancing in the beginning.
Todrick.
Oh, that was Todrick?
You call yeah, him? He was in that. What you call it, right?
That's what they call him?
Mm-hmm. Toddy.
Oh, I thought it was Todrick. I don't know him like that.
He was the bands.
I don't know him like that.
Keon Toddy. Told me his name, Toddy.
What? Oh.
I had to throw that off me.
What? Toddy?
We got a question.
Can't walk cat. We got a question?
No, I'm going through them.
Man,
yeah, I didn't have one. Oh, I thought he had a question. Yeah.
Oh, I'll come up with one. I have a lot on my mind.
That's like preguntas.
DC ain't done a question.
I know,
in
man, because they got to come natural, man. I don't like to force the questions.
It's been a year and some change.
It's been exactly
now.
6 months, 2 minutes, question. And 37 seconds.
Even if you don't want to throw it in that question.
No, I thought I had one out of here, but they didn't.
Good morning, Star in the building.
This week, a couple of them.
I know, I'm looking for
I don't remember which ones.
They be asking a lot of questions in them comments.
I'm like, wait to the show, Chaz.
I be answering what questions?
Oh, Chaz be going through?
Nah.
I haven't been in there tough in a minute.
I go in there.
I peek my head in every right. now and then.
Oh, okay. Here's one. Sorry. Okay. By V Childs 1.
Mm-hmm. V Childs 1.
Y'all got to agree to compete in one sport together against some average players. If you win, y'all get $1 million. If you lose, you can't do stand-up anymore.
Ooh, the stakes.
What sport are we picking to beat just random dudes? Just some regular random dudes.
Just the four of us?
Yep.
Regular random dudes.
Regular random dudes.
Here's the thing. We got to go hoop because...
Are they our age?
Yeah, because I'm going to be the worst hooper. Right,
and we can carry.
We can carry me. I'm not trash. I don't have what
you
I
just
got to
pass. Draymond, be our Draymond.
I got you.
Be our Draymond.
Have to pick
I remember I played with Keenan and Ronnie Ray. Keenan was like, "Hey man, you actually weren't bad." I was like, "You thought I was gonna be just garbage."
Well, you're an athlete, so you can you know yeah. you got the basics.
Yeah, yeah. Track the trailer.
We gotta go hoop.
Now, what we plan to? because
well, this is 11, right?
I was gonna be sucking wind, real.
I say bowling because I'm like, unless we playing
against
with bowling, we got a legend right here.
I'm nice at bowling.
Keon sneaky, really good. At bowling. Oh yes, Keon really good.
I'm
at
just
bowling.
Athletic. Pretty much gonna
he's
adapt
down,
to.
He's downplayed.
I've never played really, basketball and played AAU. You went bowling a lot.
Pretty like this. Keon can get strikes when he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's one of those. Remember on his birthday? You didn't watch on his birthday. He was killing.
Oh, you know what? You were killing
he
on
was
your birthday.
Killing
you
easily.
Were. I do remember.
We used to bowl a lot in Montana. Mm-hmm.
You start looking at the side.
We used to bowl a lot.
You start looking at the side. Somebody over here been playing or they know how to play.
I always hated bowling because it smelled like smoke all the time. And
when we were growing up, yeah.
it smells like
feet and smoke.
Every bowling alley smells the same.
Yeah. They don't smoke inside them anymore, but those times.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Some shoes. Some shoes just carry a lot of ghost dust in them.
Yeah, we'd have to go hoop because baseball's too complicated.
Roller skating. I don't know. Basketball.
We got to synchronize.
Come on.
Flag football, possibly, but.
Basketball depends on the age. Mm-hmm. Who we're playing against.
The question just says some average players.
So if we're all in the same age group.
Same age group and we average
gotta
and skill set.
We got to go hoop.
We got to go hoop.
Easily.
How about we play Connect Four? Connect Four.
Some people are really good at this.
I'm locking people up at Connect Four.
Or what's the one where you toss the bag into the hole?
I've never done it.
Cornhole?
Cornhole.
I've never done cornhole.
I'm really good at pickleball.
I've never done that either.
I haven't done pickleball. I've done cornhole.
Yeah, where you play pickleball at?
You know.
Everywhere you play tennis.
Where I live now, everybody's got a court.
Oh, bro?
Everybody in their backyard.
I used to go play pickleball.
It's fun, bro.
With a K in the middle of it.
It's hella fun.
I'm just worried about my knee now.
What kind of ball do you use for pickleball? Tennis?
No, like the wiffle. Like the wiffle type balls.
Oh, okay.
It's like wiffle ball tennis.
It's that hollow noise. Like,
but it's fun, though.
Handball. I think we can get somebody handball.
Handball.
Mm-hmm. No slices.
I'm great lateral. You know what I'm saying? Side to side.
I don't believe.
I think we'd have
that
to
was,
go
That's
hoop.
The whole football hoop. Workout. Everything is side
Everything
to side.
We do, we got to put Chaz first.
Because you got to think, we're never doing stand-up.
If we wrestle, I'm in. If we go with wrestling.
I don't know how to wrestle.
I don't want to wrestle.
Then I'm the anchor.
You're too happy to be like, I'm wrestling.
Yeah.
Any kind
wrestle.
Of fight, we here.
They got too many new tricks I be seeing online. I'm like, oh, nah.
I don't know how to wrestle at all.
Just with our numbers, we got to go hoop.
You ever was wrestling somebody and grabbed their balls to get the advantage?
No. Somebody was like, you ever stick your finger in somebody's butt?
Yeah, that's going to be the next
Never
question.
Remove my coach taught me.
No, you just
By
pulled it out
By any means
the bag.
Necessary, Chaz.
And I was like, it was never a time where I was like, you know what? I got to pull it out.
This whole fight, someone just has that grind in your face like,
If you suck, you're going to get in some positions where you go like, okay, there's a
why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Did you ever have to tap out?
You don't tap, you get pinned. You know, it's high school. So you think
they can't bend your arm or bend your leg to make you tap out.
Which also, I wish UFC or like MMA was hot when I was younger. It wasn't really hot in the 2000s. You know what I mean? It wasn't that popular like it is now. You know, now you can go anywhere and you can learn this stuff, but it wasn't a huge selling point. UFC might have been around. I don't know if they've been around in
what was your you got
no, UFC's
noise.
Been around for a long UFC's been around since like the late 80s, I think. Early
UFC?
90s. Yeah.
Not UFC. Mixed martial arts.
Well, MMA's been around
wherever
for sure.
Horace Gracie, that's when I started
watching.
That was
in 96.
So that was
that was earlier in 96. I was a kid watching Horace Gracie.
That was, when Hoyce was winning, that was 96.
Yeah, no, it was earlier.
Because I don't know exactly when 95? UFC started popping.
I was a kid, bro. I was renting VHS. My dad would rent me
VHS a long time.
Because they had a lot of Horace Gracie. They had like K1 boxing. Like there was a lot of
UFC started in 93.
In 93?
Yeah.
When did it get popular?
That's not where Hoyce. That was when they was going around traveling.
Horace Gracie, look him when he was fighting. Is there a way we can look like that? Look at that.
It started in 93.
Yeah,
I remember him because he wore a full gi.
He had full gi.
Yeah,
he choked
somebody
grabbing
out.
His gi.
He choked somebody
out. It was very different.
Yeah.
It was very different. Uh-huh. You could just wear whatever you wanted to, and you wore like whatever your style was.
He was like Ryu.
That's him.
It was like Ryu.
Horace Gracie.
So
him and Shamrock was big.
Kid Shamrock.
Dana White, though, became the president in 2001. Mm-hmm. And that's when it started.
That's UFC.
That's when it started.
So what was it called?
It was called the UFC, but he became the president. In 2001.
Yeah, he really turned that
So when was
around.
Horace Gracie and them fighting?
So...
You're probably right, though. Dead on.
I remember being a kid going to rent those movies.
And he was probably fighting before that also.
Yep.
But like I said, they were different. Because I remember
K-1
boxing was really
big.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different ones now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Thailand had a lot of those
big. Knuckle
fights
now.
Yeah, those are... You're not going to get the best fighters, but they're wild to watch.
Well, Horace Gracie is 58 now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 90s. 80s, 90s. It was prime time.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah.
I just seen it's definitely changed. Nephew trying to sell a sweater on Shark Tank.
Who?
His nephew is trying to sell a sweater that you take off and it turns into a backpack.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Well, it goes back, broski.
Hold on, did he start this thing?
Who?
Was it, what's the guy's name?
Horace Gracie. Champion.
He was the first champion.
Yeah, Horace was like one of the
So there's
pioneers.
A Royce Gracie.
That's Hoyce. That's how you pronounce it.
Oh, okay. I think he started it.
He was the UFC first one. Champ. Yeah, he was the first champion.
Yeah, and probably wasn't every month back then, was it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'd have done it, though. Had that been hot when I was growing up?
Really?
I definitely would have trained
What's
in
crazy
it.
Is fighting has been around
but
since
he was
the
in
beginning of time.
He was in, like, Pride, you know, remember Pride and yep. K-1? He did that first.
Because I can't remember this dude, McDonald something. He was a black dude with blonde hair. He was the first person I saw doing kickboxing.
Oh, Coco Beware?
Yeah, no. No, I got
black dude, black
93. He fought in UFC 1, UFC 2, and UFC 4.
All right, you was right, DC.
Come on, DC.
I just remember being like, whoa, this is
because he
good.
Had a rivalry with Ken Shamrock, and that was early.
Yeah, I remember that.
I forgot about Ken Shamrock.
I remember Shamrock in a.
But that WWF. Show, The Ultimate Fighter, because we binging it right now. That show is what blew it up, though.
Yeah, and is that when Dana White took over?
Yeah,
smart. Okay. Yeah, Michael McDonald was the first dude I saw. I don't know if you guys remember this dude. It was a blonde hair, black dude.
I remember him. Yeah. I remember him.
That's the first dude I saw do something else. I was like,
what
is this?
Singer.
I don't remember him.
Man, yeah. I said, are we kicking it in?
He's a UFC fighter.
Hey, if you got your ass from somebody sung afterwards, they give him
the mic.
That would be so embarrassing.
Oh, man.
Time
to quit.
Garbage,
you
got
to go to the bag after that. You got to go to the trunk.
That's some super video game shit.
Yeah. So we're agreeing with basketball?
I think.
I don't think basketball.
Why?
It's a million. If we lose, we can never do stand up again.
I can't ain't no time it. To bullshit,
yeah, I can't risk another sport.
Him and basketball.
Well, give us a plan B.
I said bowling.
Man, bowling is just,
that's
I'm
a risk.
Bowling's a risk for me. When I get strikes,
I feel like that's an average guy sport is bowling. Like you got to go out and train. You got to do nothing for years. You know what I mean?
Basketball, they might just put Chaz in the post.
That's a problem.
Oh, it's going. Yeah, we're gonna have.
If I get posted up, it's a problem.
He good with the bottom. Base,
I got the base on.
You gotta think about
out.
The average guy that plays a 24-hour fitness.
Mm-hmm.
The average person.
Yeah.
I'm a waxing the average person.
Same.
Like the average person?
It depends on which 24, because sometimes 24 be loaded during the summer.
Yeah, not during
the average
day. The old
dude
guys
who's just coming
day.
Off the
You talk about early morning arguments.
Early morning, baby.
So we need a plan B sport, just in case.
We can
if we get into this debate before we play.
Let's go weightlift. I'm here. Now I'm with you again. I'm back.
I would do that with you.
Come on, man.
Because if we're talking about the average guy is weak as fuck.
Come on, DC.
The average guy is not lifting as much as Chaz.
You saw.
I saw what Chaz
did. Let's do it.
Yeah. I think Chaz could carry us.
Probably. I hurt my shoulder. When DC saw
it. See the head.
What'd you put up, like 300?
Yeah, I put up 315.
As y'all drive by comedy
multiple
clubs,
times.
You go ahead.
Multiple times.
330 the most I ever did.
Multiple
Jesus.
Times. I was repping it, yeah. Why you got blood on your collar? Or is this makeup? Oh, is this lipstick?
With a Dickies? Or is it got blood? Bodies, bro.
Blood on
here. That's his Dexter outfit.
Craig, a little some.
Craig out here killing.
How much
weightlifting.
You in? Squatting? Talking
about
deadlifting?
You didn't say how much you lifting. What's your
I'm
max
pretty
now?
Sure I could probably go get 300 right now. I haven't lifted
what's
heavy
that?
In a long time.
That's
345
on each
side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll do two plates.
All right, we're on 25?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm definitely
225.
Two plates.
225?
Yeah, I did.
I might get a little over two plates.
Yeah?
I was repping 190 this morning.
What are squats?
Now, here's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. Keon, you guys should be able to squat.
Most basketball players don't work on
legs. It's just not
legs.
My thing, but I can leg press hundreds and hundreds of pounds. But the squat, I just can't.
Oh, God.
I can't do. But leg press? Oh, yeah.
Anything with the shoulders?
I got
it. Leg press, I'm giving you a ridiculous amount on leg press.
Anything with the shoulders, I got
it. Anybody power clean? Anybody?
Nah.
No.
I wouldn't even know the form.
Yeah, I'll throw my back out.
Yeah, the form is where it's at with power clean.
We didn't do that.
That left it squats too. That's all.
That's the thing about with football players, you guys train, of course, better with weightlifting than like
Hoopers.
It's a different workout for sure.
Like we did like little jump squats and it was Everything is about explosion. Yeah. Like it's just different workouts.
Football was a lot about explosion, but it's different for sure. You don't really need to go up,
right? And y'all train like bodybuilders almost.
Yeah, you do powerlifting. Yeah. That was a big.
We didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, they would get mad if we was like doing curls and stuff. Mm-hmm. They was like, how does that fit in what we do? Mm-hmm. It was like curls Football's... are for girls. Like they did not curls, and it meant for showing off because that's really having biceps in basketball is really just to look good.
Yeah,
because no movement. Required.
I mean, I'll be saying this shit all the time.
But right after you lift, it throws your shot off.
And then shot, that's triceps, everything. There's no.
LeBron looks like he's killing. I don't know. LeBron looks like.
He doesn't have massive biceps.
LeBron's pretty.
Biceps, it was David Robinson.
Yeah, Robinson.
Derek Fisher.
Yeah. You got Karl Malone, bro.
Karl Malone. What's your man? Ben Wallace.
Yeah, Ben was curling 200.
Yeah, Ben Wallace.
He going to the league now over at Memphis.
It's like it's a couple. It's Who's a over handful there? Bang. Of buff.
Oh, Bang. Yeah, he got them little short arms too.
He looked like he just bench a lot though.
Yeah, he got them little short arms.
Dwight Howard.
Howard was ripped.
Grip.
But there's like a handful of basketball players who were like ripped. Nate Thurman back in the day.
Bibby
ripped now. He's huge now.
He's like 230.
He was
my Bibby was average.
He buff as hell now. But so, yeah, that's not.
If you have to go ultimate biceps, David Robinson.
No, he was a monster.
Yeah, he was really stuck out.
Yeah.
Karl Malone, bro.
Karl was ripped, too.
Karl was ripped. But he was bigger.
Mixed with
David
fat too.
Was like shredded.
I had this.
So you go Alonzo Mourning.
He was ripped.
He was ripped.
Oh, Alonzo was super buff. Yeah.
Larry Johnson was ripped.
Yeah.
Grandmama.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest difference. I saw it from the 80s to the 90s. So 80s players, I can't tell you a lot who were like. Like looked ripped, but once they started going into the 90s, you were like, hey, these dudes is that was like that whole Bulls team
Xavier
crazy.
McDaniels.
Remember, it wasn't a thing, and then Jordan started lifting because they was fouling.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I was like, Jordan's probably the one I started seeing. Like, David Robinson was always,
even when you look at those players from the early 80s and the late 70s, they looked like they never was in the gym or the weight room.
Kareem,
flimsy.
Michael Cooper and them.
They look like.
Thin as hell.
When you look at Larry Bird, I was like, this was the prime athlete.
He was killing.
But he was so good.
He was killing.
So good.
Put that ball in that basket.
I mean, did you look at the Joker? He's so good. Yeah. Luka, and he's so good.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're just good.
But what's his name is more athletic than he looks, Joker. He's going to be.
Well, they're
not
athletic.
Hops-wise.
Yeah, but they're all athletic. Yeah.
But he's big. He's
not
hefty.
Agile. He's very agile.
Yeah, I mean,
you go. I wouldn't say athletic because athletic.
Yeah, it's very different.
Yeah, being agile.
It's a very different movement.
He has a high basketball IQ.
Very high basketball IQ.
Super high basketball IQ.
So what sport are we finally settling on? This is a dude never do stand up again. I can't risk it.
I still feel like we gotta go hoop.
All right.
I'm not that big of a liability. Especially against
while y'all are driving past the comedy club.
I'm not risking it on bowling.
Well, what are we doing, Craig?
I didn't say we're not going to blame Chaz and talk shit to him. We can't never do jokes again
because
you couldn't
16?
Get a rebound.
Do we have any
that
time?
That was a joke, DC. He wasn't allowed to
do we
do
have
that.
Any time to prep? Do we get any prep time?
Before the game.
I was going to get my touch bag. That's all. I don't need my touch bag. Let me get my little movie. Let me feel the ball. You know what I'm saying? Plus some shots. All right, my touch bag. You know
how much does the average person bowl? It's not
high. I would say somewhere around 125.
Because I looked up my average. No, it's not even that high.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Because I looked it up when DC was talking shit.
That's low.
You talking about when we were playing or when today?
Well, no, when you were talking in general, I was like, let me see what my, like, if it, and I looked up what I normally do. I was like, oh, no, I'm better than, like, the average
Keon
person.
Keon can bowl, bro.
Yeah.
But I thought that was just, like, whatever.
What's your average in league?
I never played in a league.
Oh.
Got standards.
I'm like, I won two leagues.
What how much do bowlers make?
I wonder.
It depends on the tournament. They have the big ones in Vegas. Yeah. I remember JT used to pop out to those. We was on a bowling team.
Uh-huh.
And JT.
Oh, that's why you said bowling. You bowl.
I bowl.
That's why he was trying to switch his sport.
Subtle.
Yeah, I'm like, why do you keep trying to switch the bowling?
I'm definitely going to
And I know it's something that you just roll it there. The ball down the lane. If you base
now, them dudes be having that poise. They be like,
but then we.
But we're talking about the average guy.
We get his sandbags. We
put the kitty bars up for me if we gonna do that.
We got the
get the dinosaur and roll it down his tail.
So Jason Belmont can earn close to $300,000 per year on the PBA tour, making him the highest paid bowler, with the best bowlers falling within a range of $50,000 to $200,000 annually. That ain't shit.
It's not, bowl? But to bowl, that's a lot. It's a low. It doesn't cost a lot to bowl. Like the sport is cheap.
Y'all want
to
do darts?
No, yeah,
$300,000 to bowl for sure. I understand that. However, to be a professional athlete at the top of anything, $300,000 per year. That's not
comics. A lot of comics don't make $300,000.
But the top.
A year.
But if you're the best, this guy's the best.
Yeah,
he's the top professional bowler. If he's the top, okay. What other field are we talking about at the top that makes $300,000?
WNBA, right?
I was about to say, that's it. And they're starting to get paid more. They're going to start making more money soon.
WNBA, yeah.
I don't know how many
sponsors. That's not a lot
gets
for the top.
Nah.
But I've never heard of him either, so.
I also never seen a bowling commercial, so I'm guessing.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, is he getting sponsorships? Is he getting like, oh, he's in this new bowling Coca-Cola down the lane?
I know. We watch bowling on accident.
All right, so they're saying an average score for recreational or non-league bowlers is 70 to 100.
Come on.
Ooh, I can get that.
We got to bowl.
I can get that.
But they're also saying the beginners go from 50 to 70. Somebody like us can go from 130 to 150.
I'm over 150.
So.
You good.
So it depends if they're how.
He said like us. I'm like, nah, I'm way over 150.
How bad are they?
If they're like me. It's a wrap. Then we go bowling. Oh, but I can't bowl for shit.
Basketball.
I look up on bowling.
Because bowling, I'm going to get minimum 130.
Chaz, chill in the corner for the three. Corner three, that's you all day.
Well, not anymore.
And then we're playing the zone.
Last time I shot a three, what year are we in?
Oh, we ain't going to pass it there. Just sit there.
Just sit decoy.
I'm a pump fake and go. That's all I can go. Look, I pump fake. I go
Let
win.
Let me see the pump fake.
Somebody,
right? You got the sound.
He goes up, right? Just a little bit. That bow. Like I'm around. My pissed. First step is great. It's the rest that's trash, okay? My first step, bow. I'm here. Somebody's got to cut. Because I'm 5'7", right? I'm going to act like I'm going up for the lane, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to act like I'm going up. Somebody's going to block my shot. One of you cut, bow. Behind the back. You see the behind the back?
No, just set. Use your arm to go all the way around.
So basketball?
I don't know. Now you kind of convinced me to bowling.
Me and Chaz ain't giving shit to y'all bowling.
Hey, nigga, if I get 90, I did amazing.
Yeah.
Then we could hoop. Chaz in the post foul as many times you
we
want.
We have a way better chance.
As long as Chaz move around quickly, it's like, you know what I mean? The little short dudes be moving around really quick.
But you got to think about the average guy. Chaz, he's fine.
And I'm going to set some screens. Bob,
yeah, he's
roll,
fine with
roll
the average guy.
Pick and roll all day.
No, just pick.
Come let me roll.
No, just pick.
No, you have
the
to roll.
The roll's a decoy. Yeah. You pick, right?
They
I get it.
We're not going to throw it down.
I'll dump it down to him, make a layup.
But then I just pass it back out.
We're going to have a conversation.
So right-handed layup, what foot do you jump off of?
I'm here. I'm on my left.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on, see? I've done this.
Yeah. If he rolls and nobody jumps, he's making
he
a layup.
He said both
I've done
feet.
He's making a layup.
I might have to now.
2 feet.
I think he's making the layup.
Yeah, Chaz make a layup.
We got to go basketball.
Did you see the
basketball?
I'm here.
Hoop.
Plus, knowing, like, this is why, okay.
That's your Nike commercial.
This is why I'm going to go basketball over bowling. Because in the event that it gets tight, I don't trust myself in bowling. To be like, okay, I can win this. But in basketball, I can be like, okay, I can get us a bucket.
Clutch jeans.
Right? Get us a bucket.
I can go, we're going to score here and end the game. Bowling, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do here. If it's on, like, we need 8 pins, nigga, I don't know if I can get that.
For some reason, though, I feel like if it's game time, the game's on the line, that's when Chaz is going to feel like, it's my time.
I'm gonna show them
bucket because they're not expecting
the crouch and Fresh Prince scene.
Like, see you doing it.
I just
have more.
I'm wide open.
I have more faith in our basketball if it gets tight or been able to turn it up than bowling. Yeah. Like bowling is, I don't.
You
got to
keep me in the mid range.
I don't know
straight.
If we can bowl enough. We
mid range around.
No, your picks. Picks.
Well, I'm
only.
A pick.
You
I'm
set screens.
Come on,
don't
guys.
Get tricky
mid-range.
Out there.
Don't even worry about mid range.
Can I shoot a mid range? I can't.
No.
Next to the free throw line, little up.
You could pump fake all you want.
Nah, they gotta shoot because
every shot you make is gonna be like, no, yes. Cool.
All right.
Cool,
okay,
cool,
okay.
Cool.
We don't want to build that confidence. The game point up. I got this, fellas.
Chaz, what's your job?
Pass it to Keith. I was open.
Pass it to DC.
They got more questions?
I'm looking at each of the episodes.
Wait, is that your same sound that you made when you got pinned?
No, when you get pinned, you're like,
sounds like
getting pinned is embarrassing.
Aggressive losing.
It is. Getting pinned is embarrassing. That's somebody who literally dominated you. And held you down physically on your
with your parents watching.
Everybody. Getting pinned is one of the most embarrassing things Yeah, can happen.
You see that video where it's a dude wrestling the girl, and she's a big girl, and he just picks her up and body slams her, and the ref is like, okay. Like, you made your point.
They've been doing a lot of these dudes fighting women things lately. It's got to stop.
Yeah.
There's that one girl that beat that dude on the internet, and after
I saw that. And, she was manhandling that dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was like
the white girl, right?
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
It wasn't fighting. It was like Brazil.
No, it was real wrestling. What I saw was wrestling.
Like jiu-jitsu and stuff like
that. No, straight.
Wrestling. But there was no punches, right?
No, wrestling. It was actually wrestling.
It was all wrestling. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
She was giving it to these dudes.
She was dragging him around.
Yeah, I mean, yo, man, a woman who's more experienced than that, for sure. You're gonna have the strength advantage as a dude, but
technique, right?
Yeah, technique is everything, dog.
All right, here's a question.
They have the strength advantage.
And the question, this is from Namaste, Liana.
Namaste.
And the question came from her 6-year-old son.
Oh.
Would you rather receive $10 every time you jump or receive $10 every time you punch the air? And the money goes directly into your pocket. You can jump, punch as much as you want. But once you choose jump or punch, you can't change the other thing. So you got to do that.
Oh, punching. I punch the air all the time. Punching the air?
Punch in the air.
I shadow box so much.
So I'm much.
Like, punch in the air is way easier, too.
I don't jump that much.
And you can lay down and punch the air.
Yeah. When I jump, I got to hope nothing happens on my way
right.
down.
Right. And I don't even jump that much.
Stay stable.
How many times in the course of a day are you jumping?
Right.
When you're younger, I remember jumping a lot.
Well, yeah.
But he's six. He's jumping everywhere.
Right.
And it didn't specify if we had to swing full power. You can just do...
all day.
Yeah, I'm taking the baby punching. I'm taking the
you
punching.
Say what?
You do little baby jumps.
But I don't jump. Like,
baby jumping is that's gonna be a lot more. You're gonna get tired faster than you will punching.
I don't just
boxing.
Be punching the air.
You don't be shadow boxing. You just be taking baby hops everywhere you go.
No, but y'all sound like no. But for the sake of this, in the hood, just punching the air at home.
I'm just saying the things that we do just in the course of your day. I'll do this more in the course of a day than I jump. I don't jump.
Like, I shadow box everything.
Yeah. Like, I'll do it all the time.
I'd be fucking Izzy up.
I can't remember the last time I just jumped. I jump
when's
in the pool.
Last time you shadow box?
Same.
Same. If I ever walk
you see
by,
him making no
Izzy.
Money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a group question, so it's your own individual answer.
When's the last time you hooped, DC?
It's been... maybe 2 years.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I still got it. As soon as I get back on the court, it comes right back to me.
You gotta get out there and just
I think I wanna get back in like decent hoop shape.
Yeah.
Cause that's why when you stop playing, that's when you lose all the, you know, the mobility and all that. But if you keep going, like Keon, you still play, right?
No, I hurt my knee.
You retired?
No, I didn't retire.
Back on the bench.
I just had to take a break.
Yeah, take a break.
Yeah,
you got
that
old, I mean,
that
man,
old age hit.
You
got to
start prepping.
This is
what I found out.
Yeah, I need more prep time.
More prep time.
I stretch at home now. When
but
I
this also means wearing the equipment and the icing after.
I don't want to look like that guy with all the knee braces.
Hey, listen.
I don't want to play that.
It's
bad.
40. This just comes with 40. Like it's just what it is. LeBron gets there earlier. He stays later. This is what happens.
I've been to courts fully dressed, ready to hoop, and been like. I don't think I have the time to heal if I hurt myself.
It takes too long to heal, bro.
It takes
bro.
Too long.
Yeah, it takes too
you gotta,
long to heal.
You got to plan.
That's what it is. It's not, but he's right. We don't do, at this age, we don't do enough recovery.
The recovery is everything.
That's what it is. Because I stretch and everything pre, but after I just go home and lay down.
I can go work out and not stretch and be fine.
Uh-huh.
It's the after.
Yeah.
The aftercare is so much more important the older I get. Everything swells now, which was a big thing with my knee because I didn't take my time to...
You're
treated.
Supposed to technically hop in a goddamn ice bath.
Not only was I was supposed to wear my knee brace. Yeah. I was supposed to elevate. I was supposed to do all that good stuff.
I was going to be doing that.
I ain't no bitch.
Wait, what were you doing? What were you
doing? I just ran one sprint, DC. Man, one sprint. One. One, DC. One full out sprint.
How far?
I felt amazing. Probably like 40 yards or so.
Okay. Yeah. For,
I felt great.
For a promo video.
I was flying to me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I started off great. Slowed down a little bit. I'm big. You know what I mean? But my takeoff felt great for a while. Felt a little twinge a little bit after.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing. My knee ballooned. It was like.
Off that one sprint.
Off the one sprint. And then, you know, I did like a little bit of like, you know, just warming up. A little jog. A little faster. Then I was like, all right, I'm ready. I was like, I felt great. Bam. I was like, who want this? Went back. I was like, oh, I feel that a little bit.
You felt it. And then when you got home, it swole up.
Man, when I woke up, bro, I was like, I can't move my knee.
That's crazy, bro.
We got to do all the preps at this age. So yeah, I want to get back to hooping regularly too. But
so I'm just like, had I wore the brace, had I iced it immediately afterwards, and then I just kept going on it for a while before I even.
Well, for you saying that, that's what makes LeBron so special.
Well, I mean, they
I get it, but still, age is age.
Yeah,
and the fact that he's moving with these young dudes like that,
and look at someone like Brandon Roy, it didn't even matter. Right, you know what I mean? Once you have a debility somewhere, same with Greg Oden, like health is a
but $1 million a year. You got them X-rays. You got specialists.
But if it's bad, it's just.
But
what
remember, what's this? Amar Stoudemire tried the same stuff. He was doing whole wine baths and stuff like that to try to save. His
I think
knee.
LeBron just got ahead of it. He did it.
Yeah,
when
LeBron
he did
stayed
it.
Consistent.
He did it when
it.
He didn't need it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, he like people wait till they get old and then want to take care of themselves. And some people do it before, and it all matters. Like what you. Eat, you know, and you can try a factor meal. You know what I'm saying? It all matters.
As
you know?
A matter of factor.
You ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Well, Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. Mm-hmm. The dietitian-approved meals are ready to heat in 2 minutes so you can feel right and feel great no matter what. I actually make mine in the skillets. I don't warm it up. I feel like microwave food just don't be hitting.
I put mine in there.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I put mine in the skillet, heat it up. It arrives fresh, fully prepared, perfect. So it's not, you ain't making no meal. You're literally
ready.
Just heating it up. Mm. And they be good too. I actually like them.
I love Factor.
I like them. I'm a big fan. You can lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals.
Oh, baby. Hey. I'm telling people, man.
Yeah, and it's based on randomized controlled clinical trial, Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
Depending on what you're doing outside of eating.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto. And they got the shakes, too. I'm a fan of the shakes. The little smoothies they make. Mm-hmm. So you can get started with factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code factorpodcast. Yeah, factorpodcast. Factor podcast. You get 50% off your first box for free shipping with Factor Podcast at factormeals.com/factorpodcast.
I haven't had the smoothie yet, but the fresh press.
No, yeah. He's drunk on mine.
Yeah.
On the fresh press?
Yeah.
Those are good.
Huh. They be hiding at the bottom of the box. You're like,
yeah. You don't know it's coming.
I froze mine.
Isn't that smart.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Smart.
Icy. Nice, healthy icy.
That's like, didn't you kill off all the nutrients by freezing it? Easy?
You're supposed to drink stuff like straight up, and eat stuff
whatever.
Straight up.
Sweetie mean.
Like people will cook their vegetables and you're just supposed to eat them.
Yeah.
Kind of. Some you have to.
You can. I mean, yeah, to make it taste. But you ain't,
no.
Anybody like, raw dog and kale.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta.
Broccoli. A lot of these have a lot of gas. Like broccoli is dangerous to eat without boiling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of the gas that it holds. It's supposed to be better for you boil cauliflower, so like that. Those things that are cruciferous.
You mean blanched?
Huh?
Not necessarily fully boiled. Just light boiled to.
I think those are supposed to be the ones that you're supposed to eat boiled that are supposed to be better for you boiled because they release these gases and something else happens. I can't remember what it was called. Mm. But there's a few of them that I'm thinking you're supposed to have cooked / boiled. But there's also the raw, like carrots and stuff. I think you're supposed to have those raw, stuff like that, the cucumbers. Yeah. Well, cucumbers.
Wait, did we?
You, don't, you won't boil cucumbers, you won't cook.
Steamed. Maybe it was steamed.
Did
boiled.
We answer the last question?
Yeah. The basketball?
We said shadow boxing, right? Me and you said shadow boxing.
Oh, boxing.
Yes. You shadow boxing?
Yeah, throwing some jabs.
Definitely throwing jabs.
All right,
jabs.
We got another one.
All right, let's do it.
If you had to make a spoof movie out of 5 movies, which 5 are you choosing? Which genre would your movie be in? And what would the title of your spoof movie be?
It's a lot of damn questions.
Hella questions.
I just did this with Craig yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was from Jason Hardy.
Jason Hardy. What's up, Jason?
So you picking 5 to make fun of.
I asked Craig this
whatever
the other
genre.
Day because I needed his advice on a spoof. So I'm doing The Wickalizer, okay, is where I spoof John Wick, The Equalizer, Jason Bourne, something else bloody and violent.
Okay.
All those.
Probably Tom Clancy.
What's his name? I'm sure you can pick from one. What's his name?
Jason Statham.
Yeah, Jason Statham. And what's his name? Taken.
Oh.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson, yeah.
Liam Neeson.
Liam?
Yeah. Neeson.
Yeah. I would definitely do a fun action, a bloody action spoof.
Okay.
Like a violent Wick style. Yeah.
Okay.
Jason Bourne, I would have.
Does he have to answer all five questions?
Like, he did.
I did.
He did. Oh, okay. Yeah, right? He knocked it out, yeah. Bam! He already had that on deck.
I did.
I have no clue. Come back to me.
I don't know either. I would have.
I can't Craig tell. You.
Craig's like scary movies. Like, scary. No, tell you exactly the five.
Can't give up my next check.
What? Maybe a Marvel movie. One of those Marvels.
That'd be funny.
We haven't seen a good
spoof one. Seen a spoof. Mm-hmm. Just pornos.
Yeah.
No spoof.
Also fun.
Well, we've seen the lead into one kind of. They didn't really follow it, but in the multiverse, they did Spider-Ham. Briefly.
That was a spoof?
That's a spoof off Spider-Man.
What was it called? Yeah.
Spider-Ham.
That's when they had the pig.
Yeah.
The closest thing to that is probably The Boys.
That does got a spoof feel to it.
That's the closest thing I can think of.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But which ones are you?
I'll go Black Panther.
Black Panther,
see,
that's
see
one.
See if I can find. Oh, Black Panther.
It'd be really fun,
Black
actually.
Panther, give me Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, which one?
Infinity Wars.
Okay.
Good one.
And then I can go to Luke Cage.
Okay.
Terrible, I want to keep it black. Mm-hmm. I need one more, right?
Yeah.
And X-Men, original X-Men. Okay. The first one.
Okay.
So you're grabbing all those characters.
Yeah.
You have a huge budget. Fun.
Huge budget.
Oh, crazy budget.
A lot of funny stuff to do, especially with the black jokes.
Yeah.
If Wakanda was like niggas.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but doing a Wakanda spoof, bro, doing a spoof Black Panther, but it has to be just for us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Only we can go see it.
The whites are getting it.
Only we can go see it. That's hilarious.
Thinking about it, I would do zombie movies.
Okay.
Okay. Which five?
I'd probably do it as a TV show.
Okay.
I'd do The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great material to spoof off of. Yeah.
You got 28 Weeks Later. Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. You got
What was Will Smith's one?
What was the name? I forgot.
What's that called?
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. Mm-hmm. You got the one where they can run fast.
That's 28 Weeks Later.
Z, that was Z.
Roro Z. Yeah, that
was terrifying. And then there's that good one on HBO, the series.
I'd also use the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Which one did Arnold have?
He did the one where his daughter was changing. He was nominated for it.
For real?
Yeah. I never saw it.
His daughter was bitten, and he was trying to
keep
stay
her alive?
With her as long as she could, as long as he could before she turned.
Never heard of
that. Heard
of somebody said it's Maggie. Is that what it's called?
I believe so.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Hey, man, if my daughter changed, I just have a daughter vampire. I mean, daughter zombie.
That's what it
He's
was
gonna
like.
Keep her chained up.
Yeah, he's gonna keep her chained up. Hey, baby.
You're naming scenes from the movie.
Hey, how's my baby?
But it showed her in the process before she turned full.
Yeah. I'd just be feeding her half dogs.
Zom-tard.
There you go.
Is that word, Zomtard?
People that heckled you?
Zomtard, when they go full Zomtard.
Zomtard. What? Yeah,
dang, like, what if she has to eat humans and not dogs?
Whatever. I'll just chop up some people. Some people who are already on the way out, I'll go to like one of those hospice.
They got to be alive, though. They got to be alive. So you can push some old person in there.
They're comas.
You're going to push some old. Here you go.
If they're 80 and it's like, I've been smoking for them. Come on.
But that's what you're going to feed your kid?
Yeah. I'll probably give them some sleepy juice.
You don't want to have no nutrients.
I don't want to feed them someone in their prime.
Yeah,
bro. If she eats like old people, she's not going to be healthy. She got to still be.
She's a zombie. She's going to be fine. What do you mean?
Yeah.
I can literally inject her with Ebola and she'd be like, fine.
So what?
Nah, you got to, man. But you going to let her wear the same clothes too?
Certain dogs.
I'm not
like,
gonna go in and change it.
Yeah,
her
you can't change
Gucci. She can't be all Gucci.
You can't change it.
Wow, they be gnawing on it. Wow.
Unless bloody garb.
Unless what you call it? Unless the darts
holes are down.
Worked like tranquilizers. Yeah. Then you change your outfit.
There you go.
Nah, them don't work on zombies. Yeah,
maybe
it might work.
Maybe for a while.
Like, I got
just
minutes.
Enough. Get just enough. You do a test run first.
Hose her down real quick.
You do a test run first to see how long.
Take her out and walk.
Yeah, put the Hannibal Lecter mask on.
Should be you know.
Once you put the Hannibal Lecter mask, that's all you need. It's the bite.
Yeah.
The bite is the only problem.
The scratches don't get you.
Oh, maybe I don't know.
What are you gonna say? Knock all her teeth out.
No.
Since it's the bite.
She's got to eat.
Soup. Applesauce. Soups. Puddings.
I'm what?
People.
No, I'm giving it the primest of human, bro.
You're I'm giving it a filet to play
cakes.
With.
Yeah. Somebody's butt rump roast.
What about her birthday? Are you still going to sing happy birthday to her?
Of course. Of course. She's going to be 38. I'm like, happy birthday.
You went zombie. Baby. You went killer.
No, action. I went Marvel.
I think I'm going to spoof. I'm trying to think what movies I watch the most.
Sports movies.
Rom-com, sports movies. Those are always good ones.
Yeah. Rom-com is funny,
comedies
man.
The most, but those are hard to spoof.
Yeah, this is hard to spoof, yeah.
One of those teen movies. They did one of those.
Not another teen movie, so damn funny, bro. Movie. I think I would do sports movies.
Yeah.
And then just make them ridiculous.
That would be good.
Great.
Sports movies would be good.
Football?
Well, sports. I'm going to take them all.
Yeah.
I'm going to put them in a high school. And then different situations. So I'm going to go with He Got Game.
Good one.
I want to make fun of. I'm going to do He Got Game. I'm going to do Above the Rim.
Okay.
White Man Can't Jump.
White Man. Well, that's already kind of funny, but.
Remember the Titans?
Yeah, that is a comedy.
Spoofing. Remember the Titans?
Yeah, three. Awesome,
remember right? the Titans?
That's three.
The one with Samuel Jackson.
Coach Carter.
Coach Carter.
Coach Carter.
Coach Carter.
That's a good one.
Coach Carter and
he'd be the coach, definitely.
You got one more. Are you doing Coach Carter?
That's four, though.
That's four. You need one more.
I'm trying to think what other sports movie I really like.
Love and Basketball.
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
I would do that.
Love and Basketball. Yeah.
I would do Love and Basketball.
You said the one with Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yeah,
right?
I said that off top. Yeah, I'll spoof a sports movie and just make the scenarios. I probably implement shit that really happened.
Yeah.
Because it was some wild shit.
I would actually, if you did a whole spoof of a Colorado season, like people hating on Travis Hunter's girlfriend. And
oh, that's a movie. That whole Shador, season was a movie in itself. Yeah,
I haven't started the new one. I started the first episode of the new one, season Lord. Three.
Didn't they do a, 1 foot, half a toe and shit?
They kind of did a spoof TV show football, right?
Blue Mountain State. The one with Paige was in.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah.
It was funny. Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
I remember that.
Season two or the movie, one of them I didn't care for, but I remember the first season was funny as hell. Yeah, it was funny at first. It was one of those. It fizzled out. I've been watching.
They started getting rid of people. Sometimes they switch shit up and you're like,
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of, the old shows. Y'all know that. So we finished Family Matters. We're done with it.
Mm-hmm. And you went all the way through.
You watched all of
season one through.
All the way.
On what network? What they put us on?
All that shit is on Hulu now.
Oh, damn.
And Jamie Foxx show is on Netflix. Like, everything's back.
Yeah.
And that's why I heard multicam's coming back because these things are hitting so hard.
Yeah.
And, people like it. My kids love this shit.
Yeah. They'll multicam will come back. Like, when Roseanne came back, all these multicam shows came back. But
See, it's weird because multicams will come back, then they'll kill them all off. Like right now, they were killing them all off. That's why you only see about three or four multicams.
You start seeing them come back a little bit now, but they just murdered a lot of them.
Yeah, but I think they're seeing the success on the streaming, and then they're like, well, but them shows hold up. Like, I've been watching them.
Yeah.
I got to put Braxton up there. With my favorite kid, bro.
Braxton was hilarious.
He is killing me. I'm watching Jamie Foxx. He's killing me. And I think multicam and sitcoms will smash again, but they have to bring back live audiences. That made the show.
Right.
Why did they stop with the live audiences?
The live audiences. How hard COVID people were laughing.
Definitely slammed the brakes on. But
that's the biggest thing I saw.
A lot of times it's budget. It's just time consuming.
Oh, it takes
because
more.
Because you can record the show, then you have to record more than half of it again in front of the audience.
Now, is it better? Do you get better results, better performances with a live audience there?
Depending on the performer. Sometimes the people listen to the audience. Sometimes people listen to the sound people for their laughs. Because the audience, there's a sign saying laugh.
They're encouraged to laugh.
But no, I remember being on the set of Marlin and people were legit laughing.
Yeah. That was because Marlon, he loves an audience there. That's why he also went and do the same take over and over again.
Every time
he was doing a different take because he just enjoyed playing for the audience.
Marlon would be out of breath. That show didn't get enough. Marlon would be out of breath.
Oh, yeah.
That dude was working, dog. He would do a scene and be out of breath.
Watching these shows, I'm watching the live audience, how long the laugh lingers, for one. Mm-hmm. Their excitement with the show, and two, how much energy it gave to actors. Jamie and them are trying to break each other.
Yeah.
Every scene. Martin and them trying to break each other. I'm watching Freshman. I'm like, that makes the show.
Yeah.
Like, watching them try to hold their face, knowing this is fucking ridiculous. Like, Braxton went off on one of the scenes. I mean, he was going insane. Mm-hmm. And Jamie's sitting there, like, just trying not to, and he's going, he went so into, like, his moment.
Yeah.
He wasn't even looking at Jamie. He was just going off, and Jamie, eventually, he broke the fourth wall and just looked into the camera and started laughing. And I'm like, this is great. This is great. Like,
do you ever sit and wonder why, when there's someone like Braxton or Waldo Faldo, how they come in and kill on TV, but then you don't see them in other projects?
Yeah.
Is that, I mean, that's typecast, right? When they're,
I don't know, but they murder it and then you don't see them. You're like, why didn't people pick them up? Because if they murdered it this way, I'm sure.
Because you can't probably take Braxton to everywhere. You know what I mean? It's kind of like you don't see Jeffrey from Fresh Prince on too much anything.
He was killing too.
Yeah, he was amazing on there, but he's always going to be looked at as
that. I saw Ed O'Neill say this thing. He was cast to do, Ed O'Neill from Al Bundy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He was cast to do a movie. Yeah, he was cast to do a movie. It was a war movie, something like that. And when they did the screen test, everybody just saw Al Bundy.
I see that.
Yeah. And then they were like, they couldn't take, doing the faces and trying to be serious, and they couldn't take him seriously. Because Little Giants fit Al Bundy.
But he wanted to do Little Giants to get away from Al Bundy, and he wanted to work with Rick Moranis. So that's why he took that one.
But that fits his wheelhouse.
He wanted to play a guy who was like, I forgot, because they did a thing.
He was a dick in Little Giants.
Yeah. But if you kill in the movie, you could go do TV. But in TV, if you kill, you don't necessarily
translate to the movies.
It took him a long time to do another show. Honestly, and he's the only person I know who's done two shows that have 10 seasons plus.
I'm like, Jaleel killed him. Yeah, mm-hmm. Amazing. And but, if they gave him another role, he would have
on the rewatch. Same energy. On the rewatch, now that I've gone through it, Jaleel was killing when he was little.
Mm-hmm.
When he, like, the show progressively got worse and worse and worse, because it's like it's not funny no more.
Mm-hmm.
And
also, you binged it. We used to watch things week to week, though.
Yeah, but I mean, you could see it.
But there was a point where it was like, he's too old.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, it was like, he is too old.
That is true. He was grown and still stalking Laura.
He moved in the house.
Yeah, he moved in the house. And then, but it was just like, you could see them forcing the fall. When he was little, one, he wasn't trying to do that voice as much. It was just how he talked. And then the antics seemed more natural.
Yeah.
When they were older, just hit puberty.
You watched him force, like, one time he could have stood up straight, but he grabbed something and tried. And you're like, you're watching this, and you're like, this is not funny.
Yeah.
And then you're watching him get older too, and you're like, yo, poor Carl, like, this insurance, nigga. Like, is other stuff going on too? And you're like, damn, dude. Like,
I'd blame the network for that. Because at first he was such a fresh breath of air when he came in, to the point where they just filled the room with him, and it was like, all right,
it was too much.
But who goes out on top? You know what I mean? Isn't there always like a fall?
Will Smith.
Fresh Prince, they ended and it was still killing.
That's a show they were like, you guys can do a sixth season, and people would have, or a seventh season, people would have came back.
They were still killing. King of Queens was still killing.
Weren't they having a lot of issues within themselves, though, on Fresh Prince?
I don't know about the end.
I think they were having issues.
They did when they replaced the wife.
But I'm talking about who goes out like, we're just happy. We're just
Third Rock from the Sun.
They went out good.
Seinfeld went
out. Yeah, Seinfeld. Well, no.
People didn't like his final episode, but it was still funny in the last.
He wasn't having issues.
Curb was still.
Yeah, Curb was great.
They gave him everything he wanted.
I'm talking about Kramer.
5 million.
I'm talking about Kramer. Kramer didn't cause any.
No.
He would have.
No, they were getting that check. They all made so much money.
Well,
they were
if he would have came back.
Prime example. I know what you're going to say.
Prime example of a guy who was amazing.
Uh-huh.
Probably an amazing actor. He had a chance to do his own show also.
Kramer?
He had a spinoff. Yeah, he had a spinoff. Not a spinoff of that, but
his real name.
Michael something?
Cosmo Kramer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Michael
Michael Richards.
Yeah. Michael Nigger Sayer.
Yeah.
What was that? He crashed the fuck out.
He crashed out. Yeah. That was Drake. If Drake was doing stand-up.
He crashed out, bro.
If Drake was doing stand-up, Michael Richards.
You think
he
would?
Break the backboard. Yeah, crashing.
You know what? He has
Drake
said
is
something.
Crashing out, bro.
Hey, look. that night, he was bombing, and he said something that got a laugh. He tried to ride that too hard. You know what I mean? He said something, got a laugh in the crowd, that he was just like, nah. It was just like,
Yeah, you went down.
We know what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, that bomb get hit, and you're like, I'm taking everybody down with me. That's around. Probably some black dude in the corner that sense blood, talking shit. You ain't funny. That's the worst thing you can hear as a stand-up comedian on stage and not have a not
also, he
funny.
Probably knew he wasn't funny. He knows he's like, I don't do this, dog.
He's been doing that for 30 years. He's a trained professional.
He's like, I don't do this. I have to do. He don't want to be doing stand-up at the Laugh Factory. Yeah. He does not want to be doing stand-up at the Laugh Factory. He wants to be on set.
Back on that show, yeah.
Yes, where everybody's catering to him. Do you need anything, Mr. Reed? Like, catering, treating him like a god, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because he was a huge part of that show. You needed him on that show.
Yes.
So now he's out here doing fucking stand-up for you mongrels.
He was making a lot of money doing stand-up.
He still had a
That's
fat bank
account.
That's why he was
doing it, because he's like, I have this way of life now.
He
right?
started off doing stand-up before
he was Kramer. He doesn't want to come back to this shit.
People love doing stand-up.
He's not a dude who loved it. You saw him. Did you not see his eyes?
I seen him after he made hundreds of millions of dollars.
How much was I don't know how much stand-up he was doing in the 90s.
Well,
afterwards.
Towards the end of Seinfeld, they were going to pay them $5 million an episode.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah.
So they made so much money, they were like,
Jerry turned out crazy bad.
Jerry said, I'm good.
They just paid him $100 million for the syndication.
Right? Recently?
No, every time it syndicates.
Oh, damn.
He gets his check. It may not be the $100 million. It may get lower and lower.
But it's something.
He's
crazy
getting a
brain.
Big, nice lump. Some of them dumb.
So I was looking for the questions, but they're all like sports. Trying to find some.
I got one from Miranda Cummings, which is also sports related.
What's up, Miranda?
Man. Miranda asks, who are your top three explosive dunkers of all time? She gives her three, Vince Carter, Michael Jordan, and Sean Kemp. She gives an honorable mention, but I hate mentioning honorable mentions.
Who she mentioned for honorable mention?
I'll tell you. That's cheating.
It's cheating. I hate mentioning honorable mentions.
Slam dunk contest or in-game dunk?
It doesn't. She just said explosive dunkers.
There's a difference between explosive and in-game.
There is. But it just says explosive dunkers of all time.
Because explosive, that's different.
I would say Vince Carter.
Vince Carter's fair.
For damn sure. I would say, it gets rough after.
I go Aaron Gordon. For explosive, and then I'll go sleeper Gerald Green.
That's super sleeper
Gerald
because
Green was explosive as
hell.
Yeah,
he was. Yes.
He got cheated, not cheated, but people didn't give him the respect he deserved.
Oh, Gerald Green,
the one dunk he did that nobody seemed to care, and I was like, that's because y'all don't play. When he took his shoes off. Mm-hmm. And jumped with no shoes on. I was like, that court is slippery
crazy.
As fuck.
Didn't he also
he just
blow
jumped
the
with no
out?
Grip. Yeah, he blew
he
the
did.
Candle
he
out.
Blew the yep.
He jumped with no grip, and I believe he went through the legs. I can't remember. I got to rewatch it. But I'm like, y'all don't know how hard that. He didn't. He had socks on. Mm-hmm. Like, do y'all know how hard that is
to run
no,
on a basketball
yeah,
court?
Yeah, and nobody seemed to care. Yeah, and I was like, bro, like this is hard. Explosive.
I'll go quick. It'll be. Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah. I get that.
Daryl Dawkins.
I don't remember Daryl.
He used to break the back.
Yeah, he was strong.
The Thunder, they call him the Thunder from down under.
Shot the Thunder.
Shot the Thunder, yeah.
Thunder from down under.
You know what, man? I was close.
That's the strip joint in Vegas. Right. You got these niggas on your mind.
Oh, Amir,
I was close, Craig.
You know what I'm saying? I'm with you
with Dominique.
I'm with you with Dominique. Daryl Dawkins. Thunder.
No, Dominique was crazy to watch.
And then I'd go, who else needs to come two hands crazy? Oh, and Vince. I'll just do
Vince. Yeah, Vince.
You know what? I'm gonna go all little guys. I'm gonna go Rose, Ja, and Westbrook.
Oh.
I'm gonna pick all little guys.
Hey, Ja's hops are crazy.
Rose, Ja, and Westbrook.
He's had so many dunks since he said he wasn't going to dunk. Yeah. I'm like, man, is it that easy?
I like seeing the little
Rose
guys
was crazy,
just
and
get
Ja's
up.
Crazy.
And Ja's crazy.
And Russ is just...
I've seen Russ jump out of control, though. I just feel like Russ is too
athletic.
He just
runs super fast.
He's so explosive. Like, he just boom! And he's like, what the hell? Like, that one he did in OKC... When he's screaming, I was like, what the f-? I didn't even think he was going to dunk that.
Yeah.
So I'm going with all the 6'3s and unders.
Quentin Richardson was a dude that I watched a lot because I think he went to Michigan State. You know, not Darius Miles.
No, they both did it.
Did it?
Yeah. That was their thing. That was their duo.
What they call them? I'm going to say something else. Yeah. Suspect. Bang Brothers.
I don't remember watching.
Bang Bros?
Where's it Bang Bros? What was it called? Doing the dunk contest.
What were they called, bro?
Yeah.
I forgot. Yeah, it was on the Clippers.
But I wouldn't have him as an explosive dunker.
No, I wouldn't either. He shot threes mostly.
Yeah. I think you got your people. You mean Jason Richardson?
Ooh, from the Warriors.
From the Warriors.
Jason
yes.
Richardson. Yeah, Warriors. He did go from to Michigan State.
That's why I took my
Jason
time.
Richardson, yeah. Because
I was like, I don't want to get his name mixed up.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah. Jason Richardson. Yeah.
That's very, why Chaz was confused.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I was like, I never seen him do that. Yeah.
That's the one that got Steve Nash's wife pregnant.
That was the Jason thing Richardson? Said, yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
I'm sure he didn't know either.
The thing, apparently the story was the baby came out. And they was like, who black baby is,
oh, word?
Is this? Yeah.
And at first he thought it was Barbosa.
Yeah, because the story
That's
is,
what I remember.
So the story is Nash's wife was sleeping with everybody.
Uh-huh. Oh, poor Nash.
Like, yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, he was known for passing.
So that's the story. So they didn't know who that could have been.
Oh, man.
We all had a turn. We were all in the room. It was dark.
So Jason Richardson.
Jason Richardson was a dude I was
very
like,
explosive.
Yeah, he was explosive. Yeah, Michigan State.
I watched this dude do a 360 right underneath the hoop. Like,
yeah.
Like nothing.
His dunk contest is underrated too.
Oh, he was phenomenal because he had no one else
everybody,
really
he blew everybody
in,
out the water.
No one else in there.
He did the
remember.
Reverse through the legs, backwards. He did that. He killed that dunk contest.
Mm-hmm. In Oakland too.
Yep. Sean Kim, I can't imagine somebody who had
he was
more
windmilling
highlights.
On people.
Yeah, dog. Like,
Sean Kim was very explosive.
The highlights, but once you brought up Ja,
out there, bro.
Yeah, I didn't even think about Ja. He's very explosive.
That Super. I mean, it's crazy.
I didn't even go that much into the
and the
players.
Thing the difference between Ja is explosive in game too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And he wants it.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to be there. He's looking to
he
take
goes
your
for
head
it.
Off. Yes,
like because the reason why I didn't pick Levine is because
Levine.
Yeah, his is smooth as shit.
It's smooth, and sometimes they come up a little soft.
It don't look like he's a. I don't remember
like
a great in-game.
Yeah. But he jumps out the damn gym. Yeah.
But
like,
it's not explosive.
Insane, but
you know what?
It's beautiful. That's why he won. Yeah. Like,
you know what I'm
going
to put in there?
Nice.
Blake Griffin.
I was going to say Blake.
Blake
I'm putting
yeah.
in Blake.
Because his shit was powerful.
Blake
has
and his
legendary
prime
dunks, Blake.
Clippers
dog.
Blake?
Clippers Blake.
Man. That dude has legendary dunks.
Lob City?
Yeah.
Lob City was crazy.
Blake's not a bad choice.
Yeah.
Lob City
can we
was
do
crazy.
Honorable mentions?
Yeah.
Nah. Now
we, did everybody go already?
Yeah.
Now we can do some honorable mentions.
T-Mac.
Yeah, she had T-Mac as honorable. Was that on her list?
Can we do Zion?
Zion.
We forgot about Zion that quick.
You're taking all the good
hurt.
Honorable mentions, bro.
He always hurt.
There's a lot of them out there.
Hey, he always hurt.
That's Zion's a great one.
Which can't
one.
Take nothing from Zion, though, bro.
Yeah.
J.R. Smith, can we throw
he's
him
explosive.
In there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's underappreciated, explosive.
He done caught 360 alley-oops. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did a lot of dope stuff.
She had T-Mac, Shannon Brown,
yes,
and Nate very Robinson.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
Michigan
Brown.
State.
The other dude I watched at Michigan State.
I forgot about Shannon Brown,
he
bro.
Was a Laker. I'm cool.
Yeah.
Very explosive.
But I remember watching him at Michigan State being like, God damn.
Yeah,
dog.
He go
Jesus.
For it.
And then Nate Robinson, who... Another 6 feet under guy, but
well, McClung got that title right now.
How tall is he?
6'2".
He's
6'2". If that.
It's like on a good day. I thought he
looked
like 5'11".
Yeah, he's at least 6".
Yeah, I think he's 6'1".
On paper, 6'1" means you're 5'2".
Well, I think they have him listed at 6'2". That's why I think he's 6'1".
What's crazy is his high school dunks look
We're
better
crazy.
than the NBA
crazy.
Ones he does. Mm-hmm. Same with Aaron
See,
Gordon.
He got money to lose now. He can't just be.
Well, those are push off dunks, so I kind of don't give him as much credit because I understand what he's doing, but it looks good.
Mm-hmm. It's good for TV. But I prefer just the ball and the basket. Yeah. I don't need you jumping over nothing.
Well, his jump over a car was different than Blake's.
Definitely.
Remember,
was.
Blake had like the hood, and it was he had a lot of room.
Yeah.
But he did a real dude in the sunroof.
He failed. He almost ended his career.
Yeah.
Not only did he jump over the car, dude in the sunroof.
It was a clear jump.
Yeah.
He cleared that car.
And he went backwards too on it. That was
explosive.
Like, that was pretty crazy. Yeah.
Who else do we got? Dwight Howard used to bang pretty hard.
For sure.
Yeah, but he's hella...
I don't think knocking on wood and pause is the same.
Shaq used to give it to the hole.
I ain't say all that.
You did.
Can't knock say on wood.
No, I'm just saying. He did used to bang pretty hard.
That's not a knock on wood.
It's like the pause.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Spud?
Nah.
I mean, to get up there, you have to explode, but he wasn't.
I mean, like.
Ratio-wise.
He had some one-foot in gamers, too.
If you go like, yeah, was this dude 6 foot?
He was explosive, though.
I was
sure explosive, bro.
Yeah, sure, like, I saw Nate catching people.
Yeah, Nate caught some.
I didn't see
Nate
him
somebody.
Catching
Nate's
anybody.
Blocking
on a fast break, everybody screamed, yay, like he's a girl about to dunk, but he ain't doing nothing special.
Who, Spud?
Yeah, fuck
nah, Spud. Spud was dope.
Piece you on the side.
Yeah, Spud, yeah.
I used to think his fade was fucked up. They're like, no, nah, baby, that's out of time.
That's what it was?
Why did they just, well, it wasn't a thing back then, but if he would, if Spud was like popular the now, they would have just tapered that.
Nah, because he had.
It was gone, but they could have tapered it, though. They could have tapered it.
They could have blended it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They could have tapered that.
They could have blended it.
Now they could have been a bald taper.
He put too much press on it.
They blend KD. KD was blended good in All Star game. I just, okay.
Oh, yeah. He finally brushed his hair. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He ain't got the pepper fields no more.
KD look like he just wake up and hoop, like ain't no lotion involved. Still,
just play ball.
He's on Twitter and he hoops.
That's all he cares about.
Yeah.
I was telling somebody, I think that the 90s, we talk about like the eras of which one was better basketball. And I was like, the 90s had more characters. Like, I don't see the antics that I did then. Draymond's the only
Everything's
one.
Fine.
No, there's more than Draymond.
Who? Dylan Brooks?
Yeah.
But the antics in these days were killing. So. Charles Barkley was fun.
Yeah.
Rodman was nuts.
But they didn't get fined for that.
Muggsy was 5'3". You're like, watching the spectacle.
Yeah, the fines are too much to fight somebody.
Watching the freak out here.
I agree, Chaz.
I agree with you.
But I mean, even the players, like watching, like you have Wimby now.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm like, Wimby just got here. We haven't, like, Manute Bol, we were just like, look at this.
There was Marisan. Yeah, there was all those tall freaks. You're like, what the hell?
They would have been in a circus.
Sean Bradley just getting dunked on
all the time.
7'6", nobody cared.
He had a permanent dick print on his face. Just nobody cared.
Now Rick Smits was good.
He was good. He was like, he wasn't.
How tall was he?
7'4".
Then
he was taller.
You had Spud Webb. You had Muggsy. You had like the opposite end.
The Keith Bogans and all the guys.
Earl Boykins, he was probably in the 2000s.
Yeah, he was.
He was early 2000s.
Keith Jennings was back then with the Warriors.
Yeah, KJ. How tall was KJ?
KJ was 6'1".
Yeah, he's a little guy, you know?
So what do you think they need to do to, because it's clearly a decline in the NBA viewers right now.
So like you had Jordan who was like, right? You had Jordan, and then you had the debauchery of the league.
Yeah.
And the only one who does that I see is Draymond. Then you go like, dang, Draymond's out of the game.
Because he'll eat the money.
But everybody else, I go like, hey, this is what it used to be. '90s, I don't think '90s was huge on fights like the '80s, right?
What you mean?
It was around.
That was the.
But you could still have.
This is when it started going down in the early '90s.
The big fight in Detroit.
Mouse in the Palace.
But it was one
that
time.
Was later, yeah.
These cats were fighting all the time.
You could have crash outs still
one
in the '90s.
One time
you
ran
can't do
out
it now.
Into the audience. That was the biggest. Yeah. That
I mean,
I've ever
I'm
seen.
Just saying, it was the one, and that banned a lot, right? You can't even leave
and
your.
Then just a couple years ago, was it Stewart chasing LeBron around?
Yeah, he's a crash out. He is
but
if
somebody's
lunatic.
Missing though,
Pistons.
He's like
he's
really
just not a star about it.
Yeah,
like, back in the day, the
he'd be
stars,
serious. Like
right. Rodman and Barkley and them were stars.
Right.
And they still were crash.
This is
outs.
The difference that I see.
But Doug Christie and Rick Fox,
that was in
he
the
ran
playoffs,
around the back. He's like, come on, bro.
That was in the playoffs
when Child socked out Kobe.
Yeah,
with the 2000s.
2000s.
But I'm like, we had regular antics in the night. It was fun to watch.
Reggie and Jordan with the
chokes. Yeah, all kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, the choke.
But all that is fine now. All of it's fine.
Even though, and they probably got fined back then.
Well, yeah, Draymond, if we can't have those type of things, Draymond slid pool.
Like, if Dylan Brooks was good, I'd be like, hey, man, he's fun to watch.
He's missing the personality.
He's good.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Of
you
course
have personality match.
He played on the Canadian Olympic team.
Yeah,
sure.
He is,
how hard is that
star.
To make?
What you mean?
How hard is that to make?
They got the best
they got
player
three
in
players.
League.
Shy? Who else?
That's the best player in the league right now.
Okay, who else?
Barrett.
Wiggins
from,
been a shell of himself. He ain't been the same player since they won a championship.
RJ Barrett be balling.
Yeah,
he be balling.
For the Canadians, not for the Knicks.
No, he's killing.
He's not on the Knicks.
He's on Toronto.
Wait, where is he at now?
He's on Toronto.
Oh, he went back home.
He went back home. That's why he got rejuvenated.
Yeah, he be killing.
He got that syrup in him. Started killing.
But SGA?
SGA, the best player in the league. Yeah.
But if you've named the men's, the USA Olympic, you can name the France Olympic team. Probably had just as many dudes.
France got had a lot.
Oh, yeah. Serbia? Them cats be out here killing.
Was that, that's Jokic?
That's Jokic.
Yeah.
Did you see those clips of the basketball in Serbia?
No.
With the fire in the crowd, man.
Oh, that's they be crazy. Lit, huh?
Oh, it's
the only
sure,
thing we have literally. Here to compare is college. College is fun.
They had flames in the background. It looked like an NFL
like
game.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It looked like a WWF.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Fire Flames. I
play there.
What was the one country that doesn't even have a basketball court in that country? A basketball gym, and they had to be flowing.
One of them African countries?
Yeah, and they went far.
They went far. They almost beat us?
They had the all black jerseys.
I thought they had the all black team. Yeah.
I forgot who it was.
Sudan?
Might have been.
I think it was Sudan.
It was one
because they almost got us.
Offensive.
Why did Joel Embiid choose to play with the United States team?
Who?
Joel Embiid. Didn't he choose to play? Didn't he win the Olympics?
Yeah. They never giving him a flag.
He's been here long enough.
No, I felt like
he has like citizenship in three places.
I'm like, you don't sound American whatsoever, which is fine.
No, he doesn't.
Right? Which is fine. But I'm like,
speak American.
Yeah, you're not from here, which is fine.
Everybody over 7 feet has that voice.
There's a difference between this and the difference between, I shoot ball, I run, I play. Big difference than that. I said, like, yeah,
Yvonne make basket.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I remember I texted Keon with this last All-Star game because it was supposed to be people out the country versus us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why was Donovan Mitchell playing with the other team?
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Isn't he Canadian?
No.
No, he's from here.
He's from the States. He's from like Jersey or something.
Oh, it's the worldwide team. So it's here and around the world.
But DC texted me. I was like, I don't know. I ain't watching this shit.
I texted Keon. He was like, I ain't watching this shit. I said, touche.
Everybody's like, I shouldn't be either.
I don't know anymore.
Isn't Trae Young from like Connecticut
or something?
Trae Young's from the States.
Yeah.
But I thought you were talking about Canada.
Trae Lyles He was on the red team too, right?
Yeah, but they were like, he was a replacement.
Yeah.
I mean, are you using like your roots? Or are you going like, well, you know, my family's.
So Donovan could have been a replacement.
Or just voted on for the worldwide team because it's worldwide. So U.S. included.
It can't be. That's the whole piece of purpose.
That's a piece of purpose.
Because Canada and hockey, Canada and the U.S. went at it. Three fights in the first.
That was crazy.
U.S. won 3-1.
All right.
They fought in the first.
First 3 minutes. First, it was like 30 seconds.
Why don't they let basketball players fight like that?
Every sport should get a chance to score.
Because you don't have padding on.
Yeah.
So?
It's be and even better. That ice is hard, though. Thing. Yeah,
I'd rather get knocked out on the wood than ice.
and then they come
in. No, because you got instant healing. You just land on the ice, you get knocked out.
That ice be hard.
It's not even going
to
swell.
Hey, dog, you should be able to square up a basketball, and then you should get ball out for whoever wins in 2 points per sock out.
Ball out? Y'all get ball?
Y'all get ball if you knock the dude out. You get ball up, and you get 2 points.
What they should do is, like, foul, whatever. If you fight, 2 minutes in the back, in the hallway, come back.
Yeah.
But we got to see it, though.
Yeah, we're going to see the fight.
There's a camera. There's a cage. You running and locked behind you.
They been there.
Yeah, we got to see it. We need to witness it.
People don't appreciate how fun hockey is. Seriously.
I've never been to a live hockey game.
It's fun.
I can't imagine it. It's crazy.
It's fun.
And the closer you're up to, you hear the cats hit the glass. Like,
it is fun. We sat behind the goal. When that puck hits the glass, you don't even see it.
You be like, you scared?
Oh, bro.
Hell yeah. You scared? You like, they hearing that slap shot, bro?
I want to go to a hockey game.
It's fun.
We went to a Calgary game, and that's when they had the black dude that fought the most in the league history.
Yeah.
When a white fights a black in hockey, is it racist?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all racist.
It's low-key racist.
Is it?
Yeah. But it's good.
Get my hands on this nigga.
Yeah.
Been looking at him skate around here.
But
the
niggas is like,
come on, you ice monkey.
We came for this.
Yeah. Ice monkey?
Ice monkey.
Get on, you ice monkey.
Jesus. What's your response to that?
You snow cool.
snow cool.
Ice monkey,
ice monkey, and a snow coon.
Monkey, snow coon. I've been working on my races.
Hey, I'm out the league. If you hit me with snow coon and ice monkey, you got it, dog. I got nothing. I got nothing for
Come
you.
On, they got so many better racial slurs for us than we got for them.
There's not enough things that hurt white people's feelings like that.
Cracker ain't
other than calling them racist.
I'm not racist. Calling them racist, and I think the only thing that makes them mad is calling a white person white trash, because that's what rich white people call poor white people.
Yeah.
He's like, you're white trash. And they're like, oh, that's the only thing I've ever seen getting somebody in
probably from another white.
But from another us, white, yeah.
They'd be like,
I've never really, like,
tomato, tomato. Yeah,
if it was a good one, I would laugh. I'd have to enjoy it. I used to go into racist sites and laugh at some of the jokes if it was funny. I'd be like, oh, that was a good one.
Listen, Ice Monkey's hilarious.
That's
Ice Monkey and Snow Coons.
Snow Coons is funny.
It's very funny.
If someone called me that on ice skate,
I snicker. I'm like,
it just depends on if they were aggressive with it.
You got to hold the mad, though.
Ice Monkey, bro.
What's up, you Ice Monkey?
And he knows that was fire. He knows
he throws a banana and the banana slides across the ice. like Mario Kart.
He know he had a banger, bro.
Yeah.
He'd be like, all right.
Yeah, not would yet. You rather take racism in hockey or racism in soccer overseas?
Give me that hockey.
Where am I playing at?
You name it.
Soccer. Am I in the States?
No. See,
I
don't want to be overseas.
Overseas it's the soccer. Whole baby.
Yeah, I don't want. I don't want.
Yeah.
Because I got to go home, bro.
Yeah. Like,
I want to make it home.
Where I'm at matters.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
An N-word chant is very
that's fine.
Loud.
Where am yeah. I?
Am signs I where they painted N-I-G-G. Five of y'all got together.
I'd be more worried about leaving the house.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, leaving the stadium, getting to the crib, my house being bombed or something.
Because you got to think about it. In hockey, right? Most that's a Canadian sport.
Yes.
Right? So even
nice, being, very nice people for the most part.
Even if they're being racist, like after I'm like, why y'all say that? I'd be like, sorry. Like,
it wouldn't, I'm sorry, yeah.
It wouldn't like
hey, get in your head, mate.
Yeah, but after and overseas, I'm like, nah, bro, I'm good.
So, I'm not taking this
seen,
shit.
I've seen a black dude cry overseas over being called something over there.
I'm like, I'm good, bro.
Yeah.
And it's not just a name calling. I just, are you really? I don't want y'all coming on the field. I want to make it out of here.
Yeah, like, I don't know the dynamics. I go like, I don't know the dynamics.
They're crazy.
I know soccer fans are nuts. If I'm in the States, I know that they're going to have an image of you doing this and someone's going to find your name and they're going to fire you. There's a repercussion.
Over there is no repercussion.
I can't imagine.
No.
Over there, it might be the referee calling you.
Yeah. Listen here, nigga. Use a red card.
Shit. When the audience has chance, it really
chance
is like,
is wild.
Really, they have racist
y'all got together
chance.
For this?
Yeah.
And y'all know the words to
they,
this?
They've been practicing
y'all
since
practice?
Middle school. Yeah. There's a dance to it, too.
Chimp, chimp, monkey, monkey. What the hell?
And then you got to sit there and be like, oh, yeah, what's the play we're going on?
Wait, why is monkey so offensive?
I tell you, it happened to football
because I mean,
a lot.
They say we look like monkeys.
What's offensive about that? Some monkeys are cute. No.
What cute monkeys you see?
The little babies.
I didn't say fine.
The little baby like, the little the baby monkeys. Chimps are cute. The little
they're
baby
cute for monkeys.
Yeah.
For a monkey, yeah.
Bubbles was cute.
For a monkey? Sure.
Yeah, for a monkey.
I go, oh, it's a cute monkey. But I can't be like, oh, he's like my little darling baby. Look at that. It looks like my daughter.
I've seen a little baby gorilla. I just, oh.
I seen a pregnant monkey with big titties. I was like, oh, okay.
I've seen that before. Some,
like,
that
monkey is crazy.
Some of them be having bitches.
Have you seen
it's weird, bro. It's hella
turtle
weird.
Cute. It's like a cute turtle.
At least you admitted it. Thank you, kid.
It's weird. No, I've seen it. I wasn't into it. Yeah, yeah,
a reptile versus a monkey cuteness is different.
Somebody would call anything cute. No, it doesn't make it cute.
But
what reptile you ever heard called
right.
cute?
People be like, oh, look, it's a turtle. He's so cute.
The baby. Yeah, any baby, anything, people be calling it. Be calling it cute. Baby things they just call cute.
You ever seen a bald eagle? Things is horrible when they're born. Ugly
no one ever says a bald eagle's
cute.
No, I've
never heard that. Not thing. A baby.
Nah,
them things are
they look like the president.
It look like what?
They look like the president. Bald eagles look like every old president. George Washington looks like a bald eagle. They look like the president. Every bald
Biden
eagle.
Biden definitely look like
a bird.
Like
a bald
he
eagle.
Definitely look like a bird. He definitely look like the bird. He for sure look like a bird.
Oh, that's funny. Trump looks like a bird squinting on
yeah,
the
top. Yeah. Well, you know what it is? It's the comb overs with their pointy noses, and they all look like birds.
That's funny.
We got to start calling them birds. They're going to call us monkeys. Shut your bald eagle ass.
It's the reason why the American eagle represents.
That's hilarious. It's the white hair, that silver hair.
He's turned to the side.
Yeah, the silver hair and the
and they come
nose.
Out looking old. The babies look old as shit.
Yeah, they do.
That's but a good. Monkey, monkeys can be cute. Not say fine, but cute.
I mean, I don't think they're.
Y'all ain't seen a baby girl.
Throw bangs on an orangutan. You'd be like, ooh.
I'm like, all right, I see what you're saying.
Look into the eyes
I
of a baby gorilla.
I see what you're saying.
So what, the little Cheryl curls back in the day? How Cheryl always had her hair done?
I'd be terrified to. You said look in the eyes of a
baby gorilla. Oh.
Oh, of a baby one.
A baby gorilla, they're cute.
Oh, okay.
Put some lashes on it.
All right.
Where you go? Where you gonna be, Chad?
But let me ask this question: why is monkey offensive?
Why is monkey?
Because it's just disrespectful. You're just saying I'm
calling
not
me
human.
A primate.
Dude called me a monkey when I worked at IHOP. Mexican mm-hmm. called me a monkey. I was like, hey, bro. I need that by the dishwasher. I took him in the back. I said, I need that.
He was a customer?
No, it was we were co-workers.
Oh, y'all scrap?
Oh. He didn't want it.
Yeah.
And I was
he's like
hey,
no
man.
Monkey.
Nah. I
he's
said,
like,
call me a monkey again. I took my little apron off.
Yeah.
I said, call
what
are
you saying?
Me
no, you know what I'm saying?
He started laughing. I said, call me a motherfucking monkey again.
You know
bro.
What's interesting, though?
He said, no mas, no mas.
He probably could have made it horrible. Their nicknames for each other are always bad, though.
Really?
If you're fat, yeah, if you're fat, that's your name is Gordo. They call you Gordo.
Or Butter
yeah,
Guy.
Yeah. Whatever your name is, what you look like, that is what they call you. It's like the worst kind of things, that's just they'll just call you that.
Monkey. I was 19. Like a monkey?
I get you.
No, 16.
But we have a
full of strength.
I have a nephew. They just call him Fat Boy.
You're right.
I got a baby on the way, nigga.
I said, call me a monkey again, bro. I was eating out the bus tub that I didn't care.
That's
you left a good wing in that bitch. Beast. I was crazy at that time.
He was down bad, bro. Was you in college or something?
Oh, high school. I'm eating out the bus tubs. I have no money for food. I was like, bet. You didn't eat that? You didn't finish your wing? Nigga, bet.
Call me a
monkey again.
What if he saw you eat out the bus tub and that's why he calls you a monkey?
Hey, man.
He had a monkey.
You fucking animal.
He had a banana in your hand.
He was probably over here like this. And
he's like, look at this fucking animal over here.
Call him a monkey again.
They say.
He called him a monkey based on what he saw.
I said, I need that, bro.
Hilarious, man. So we're going to go this way?
Let's do it.
Chaz, where you at?
By the time you guys watch this, I have already killed San Jose Improv, and I'm here in Dallas at Plano, Texas. I think I finally said it right.
I like Plano.
Plano, Texas, with Miss Shantae Wayans for one show. Our Boise show was supposed to be, it got moved because the Wayans are being honored by the NAACP.
Yeah, how many of y'all going?
All of us. Going on stage?
Well, yeah, because in the picture they had the five and then Damon. But are you going? Are your brother going? Is Shantae going? Is Damien going? Like who's
generation? Damien, Shantae,
second generation,
Damon Jr., and then the first generation.
Okay,
that's big, bro. Congrats.
I mean, it's crazy.
Congrats, Macri.
Hell yeah! Man. And it's long
how
overdue.
How did y'all pick who gets to go? Accomplishments or what?
I seen the post. And that's when I even, like, I heard it, like, brought up a couple times, but then I seen the post.
So you had to ask, like, first come, first serve?
No, they were communicating, I don't know with who, but then I heard it through conversation, and then I seen the post, and I guess that's their agencies do those posts.
Mm-hmm.
So then I seen it, then I seen Lil Damon's post, and he was like, oh, they can't say they can't put me in it without Damien and Craig. And I seen later that it was gonna be all of us.
Okay,
that's great.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, well deserved, long overdue.
Hell yeah,
long first
overdue.
Family comedy, man. Family, yes.
Black family,
yeah.
Black family, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
There's white
but
families.
Harpo the Grouches. What are the Harpo Grouch?
It wasn't Harpo the Grouch.
What's his name?
Who
Harpo
Marx.
Groucho Marx.
Harpo Marx. Excuse me.
That's not like a whole family.
They were brothers.
Harpo the Grouch.
But not like just your brothers, though.
This is a family.
They started with his brothers.
Nah.
But it was more.
Yeah, the Wayans go deeper.
There's more.
Generational.
Sure.
Like when you start going generations.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're not arguing that. But I'm saying. And we're the first family of comedy.
I mean,
they're not
Jerry Stiller and Ben Stiller. You know what I mean?
Well, you got Eddie and you Charlie. Got
sorry. When I say first family, I mean
family.
The top. I mean, not first, like as an actual first.
Just in different times.
I think at the top.
Yeah.
But I still like a lot of.
Because had this been in the 40s, you guys would be like, the Marx Brothers. You guys don't know.
I mean,
the
had
Marx
this
Brothers.
Been in the 40s and the Wayans were around, they'd be like, look at these comedy monkeys.
Yeah.
Like, they
would have
been.
These microphone monkeys.
Yeah, it would have been different.
Yeah, I like seeing a lot of it, too. I like The Rocks.
Nobody's been more influential in my comedy idea than the Wayans brothers.
Yeah.
The Living Color was the first time I understood the power of comedy.
If you look at like a like coaching, how they have coaching trees,
mm-hmm.
if you look at
mm-hmm.
a comedy tree,
mm-hmm.
Wayans' comedy tree trickles down to so many different people
yeah.
outside of their family on yeah. top of that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's what's bigger than
I'm
that?
Trickled down from there.
Yeah,
even
what's
from
bigger
Ben,
than that?
You know?
Yeah.
Bentley comes down from the
Yeah, I'm trickling down there. Marlon is the one that'd be like, get your ass on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely from that tree. It's them down. So.
Most comedians
look up to someone.
Chris Spencer, yeah, Afion, all them.
It branches off to the Wayans. Even with the Whites, their favorite comedian might be Jim Carrey.
Yeah. You know, right. Like, which came from the
Wayans.
J-Lo, they like all that
shit. You a dancer.
Yep.
Rosie Perez. Yep, Rosie. Well, yeah. Rosie started with Spike.
Yeah.
She came over.
So, you know, I said what I said.
I wonder how many, I mean, how many people be like, inspired by the Fly Girls. You have to go like, when I
saw
Yeah, lotion prices went through the roof when the Spy Girls, Fly Girls was out there.
And the crazy from the brain power of Keenan.
Right.
Which is, yeah.
I just wish it gets back to that. I'm trying, but everybody don't work with everybody like it used to. Or there wasn't like, back then if one person got on and he was like Keenan was up with Eddie Murphy, they had the Black Pack, Eddie Murphy, Paul
Robert
Mooney,
Townsend.
Robert Townsend.
Yeah.
Damon, they were the Black Pack.
Yeah.
But from that group came so many talents.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. I'm like,
so what are you saying? People aren't putting people on as much or what?
Everybody's just trying to put themselves on for the most part.
I think it has to be, I think it has to be like a natural progression. Cause I don't think Keenan, when he did that, I don't think he set out to, I'm gonna put this person on, just for my friend. It just felt like he just had magic in him, and that magic spread through all these other people.
Well, it was he was a comic and he was an actor,
yeah.
So he was seeing all these people at auditions and seeing these people in classes, and was like, "There's so much talent out here, but they're only giving one of us a shot at a time." That's what Hollywood Shuffle was about.
Yeah,
how they were giving one person a shot. Even they do it somewhat all the time.
Right.
Like if Kev Hart's the one on top. Anyone that acts remotely close like Kev Hart, they're putting in spots that they couldn't get Kev Hart for. So it becomes that until one person, or it always happens. Like
right.
One person decides to do a movie, like, I'm going to call all my boys that I know is dope.
That's what I'm saying. I think people are still putting people on.
You're going to take a pay cut, but.
Yeah. Right.
Because like I said, like the Yasher movie, he just hit everybody up.
Yasher dumped everybody in that bitch.
Kev brought everybody out for Churchy 2. I see it. You see 85 South, they... doing it. I think Nick Cannon put we still do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, people still do it.
We
it's still just doing yeah.
It. We definitely still doing it.
But not like that.
It's just
not like King. Well,
not like that. Plus yeah. But the deals aren't the same too. And yeah. We don't know what everybody's gonna do yet. So well, like everybody who's putting on, we're just now starting ours.
Yeah.
It was so you don't know then. Yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like back then we didn't know Jamie Foxx was going to be Jamie Foxx. We didn't know. Like, it was just, you know what I mean? Like, so we're not, we'd have to revisit in 10 years.
Mm-hmm. David Alan Greer.
And see where everybody's at.
David Alan Greer was on Broadway.
Yeah. Because, I guarantee you.
He trained at Yale, didn't he?
Yeah.
I guarantee you a lot of the pictures we take and stuff like that, people are going to look back and be like, oh, they started, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, we're still in ours. We haven't popped. Everybody hasn't popped yet. But yeah, shout out to y'all, man.
For sure.
Hey, big up.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Hit us for the after Wayne's party.
Oh, man.
It's already
I'm going to show up and then I'm going home. I don't like these streets.
You're right, Ken.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, Craig Wayne's on everything.
When is this? Thursday? So that got canceled.
The 13th?
No. Okay, so 7th, March 7th will be the second one of this year. Keon Pulley and Friends. Pull up. The last one sold out.
Good time.
Hey.
So please pull up to this one, too. Let's set us out. Different lineup. I do my time up front, my, 20, 25, and then bring my hilarious comics up. We changed the format, so pull up to that. As y'all may or may not have seen, I start hitting the road heavy in May. That's when it all starts. So I have on the books for May already, Chicago, Detroit, Vancouver, Vegas, and something else. And then like Phoenix is like right after that. So it all starts in May. Get your tickets now. Some people, Chicago, already buying their tickets.
Let's go Chi-Town.
So that's what's up.
Chi-Town.
And that's months away. So yeah, that's what I got coming up. KeonPulley.com. And also my link tree has everything on there. Look out for Wildly Inappropriate with me, Gary Anderson, and Kenan Baker. I think that's it.
Yeah, and I used to going last, but let's keep it local a little bit. this Saturday, February the 22nd. Catch me at the Comedy Store. And then on Tuesday, El Segundo, which would be, what's Tuesday? Somebody give me the date. Somebody give me the date. Somebody give me the date real quick.
This Tuesday?
This next Tuesday coming up.
25th.
The 18th.
No, that's today.
The 18th is today.
25th is next Tuesday.
It's next Tuesday.
At El Segundo with Jack Rock, Sarah Tiana, and my boy Dave Williams.
I ain't seen her forever.
Me neither. She's funny as hell.
So funny.
Yeah, funny as hell. Other than that, DC Urban Comedy across the board.
All right, we up.
We gone.
Are we back with another episode of Daddy Issues?
Bam, 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 bam. Oh, that was so wild.